morning. Again, we call your attention to 1 Kings. We shall be reading again out of the third chapter. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. 1 Kings, the third chapter, I'll pick up at verse 23. Excuse me, I'll back up to 22 again. And the other woman said, "Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son." And this said, "No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son." Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, "The one said, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living." And the king said, "Bring me a sword." And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, "Divide the living child in two. Give half to the one and half to the other." Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, "O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it." But the other said, "Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it." Then the king answered and said, "Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof." Right. We ought to use the thought or subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought, the sacrifice of a loving mother. The sacrifice of a loving mother. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is blessing and worthy to be praised. Thankful to see Brother Curley on the choir this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We are thankful. I'm so thankful to God for our church family. And on yesterday, our brotherhood fellowship was such a wonderful, wonderful fellowship. And I commend all the men of Faust Chapel that attended, and even those that did not attend. We got a lot to be thankful for. We have come a long way, and we yet still have a long way to go. God knows that we don't have all of the answers, but I do pray that we will have a heart to worship and to serve God. From the pulpit to the door, if we would get the mindset that we are all just servants, serving God and serving one another. And we are thankful to God. We are thankful because he didn't have to do what he did. But when we think about the fact that God loves us despite ourselves, I thank God. I thank God for those that traveled with us on Thursday night, because this is one of those times, my brothers and sisters, that I'm leaning and depending on God. Every time I feel flesh jump up, I call on the name of Jesus. So God, I need a little more strength, because I can't make this journey all by myself. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are here this morning on one of the most special days of the year. A day that for years now have been set aside so that we can give honor, love, and respect to our mothers, whom we ask God to bless and to keep. It's a very emotional and heart-stirring day. When your mind tends to work overtime, reliving some of your yesterdays. It's days like today when those of us that have lost our mothers, that we realize that it is a true fact that mother never dies, for she lives on within our hearts. She live on in our memories, and as we talk about the things that we used to do, talk about the things that mama used to say, all of us got a story as to the yesterdays that we had with our mother. to those of us that are still blessed to have our mothers living today, don't take it for granted. Hallelujah, Jesus. You better do what you can while you can. Hallelujah, Jesus. There will come a day. There will come a day when you're not going to be able to do anything else. But as we think about Mother's Day, it is an annual holiday that recognizes mothers, motherhood, maternal bonds, and all the big mamas in the world. Because we got a lot of big mamas that's just mother to everybody. You don't necessarily have to have ever birthed a child at all in your life, but you can still be a mother for a child. A mother is an individual that knows how to love unconditionally. A mother is one that will go through thick and thin for her child. So I thank God for the big moms that we know that somewhere within the midst of our neighborhood. Frank E. Herring, president of Fraternal Order of Eagles, made the first known public plea for a national day to honor mothers in 1904. Mother's Day was established by Anna Marie Jarvis following the death of her mother, Ann Jarvis, on May the 9th, 1905. Research says that a small service was held on May the 12th, 1907 in the Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in West Virginia. The first official service was May 10th, 1908 in the same church. May 8, 1914, the U.S. Congress passed the law designating the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. And President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation declaring that the first Mother's Day will be made. As we well know, most holidays have become so commercialized, but many of you know that it's not what's in the box. It's not how many greens are in the card. But what really matters is what's in your heart. You might not have material things to give today. But if you don't have material things, if you got a mouth that you can open up and you can tell mama, mama, I just want to say I love you. Mama, I just want to say thank you. Mama, I want to let you know I know what you had to go through. Because now that I got children of my own, mama, I know that being a parent is a great responsibility. And even those of us that don't have mama, we can still say, mama, I just want to thank you. If we don't do anything else, we ought to be able to love our mothers. Just like Jesus, mothers should be easy to love. Some of us, we get in our minds that, especially after we get at a certain age, we tend not to want to listen to mama no more. But I come to tell you this morning that the Bible declares that to honor our fathers and our mothers, that our days may be long. Paul tells us in Ephesians, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. So our mothers and our fathers deserve our honor and our respect. It's sad, but it's true. Many mothers don't get the love or attention that they deserve from their children. It's sad, but it's true. There are some folk that treat other people's mamas better than their own children. And then sometimes you begin to wonder, mama, why you're always doing something for him? Why you're always doing something for her? It's because of the love and the respect and the attention that that individual gives your mama. Because let me tell you something. If you got a loving mama, if you don't love her, somebody will. Because a loving mother, her love goes farther than just the children that she births. Her love goes to all of those little babies that she see walking around in the community. Her love goes for all of those that have been mistreated and abused and done any kind of way. A mother that really loves children, their heart goes out. I know that in some cases children have been neglected. I know that in some cases children have been mistreated. And those mistreatments sort of drives a big wall between them. And sometimes they're never, ever able to make that common bond. But let us not forget the fact that if it was not for our mothers, none of us would be here. Whether you were planned or whether you were a so-called accident, there is no accidents with God. Because God saw you when you laid down wherever you laid down at. God witnessed everything that happened, and after the proper time had passed, God gave you that child. For some of you, that child is just your child because daddy disappeared. But the sacrifice of a loving mother, that mother's not going nowhere. Most mothers, you have a very small percentage of mothers that will leave their children for whatever the reason might be. And it's not for us to question, to judge, or to point the finger. Because you don't know what's going on behind those closed doors. So instead of you trying to dictate or talk about what that mama ought to do, just make sure you got your house in order. We like to talk about what other people's children are doing, but what's your child doing? Every one of our children got some wrong and some right in there. Oh, we got some sneaky little children walking around. They know how to go through the motions. They know what to say in the front of you. They know how to act. But you let them slide away somewhere. They are their own selves. There is nothing like the love of a mother. The mother, Webster says, is the female parent in the household. She's the one that went through pain and suffering to birth us. Genesis 3:16 says, unto the woman, he said, I will multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule. Rule over thee. Hallelujah. We lost that out of the Word of God somewhere. Many mothers, many wives that are sitting under the sound of my voice now, even though you love your mate, there's something in you independent enough that will say, he don't rule me. Hello, any witnesses in the house? You wives out there, does your husband rule over you? Now, I know God created her to walk beside you, but he also says in the Word of God that he shall rule over you. Now, that does not mean that he takes advantage of you. That does not mean that he walk on you like you are dirt. That does not mean, because if he loves you, he's going to love you like he loved Jesus. If you got a man in your life that don't love his mama, get away from him. Because if he can't love his mama, he don't know nothing about loving you. He might know the right words to say, the right buttons to push, but he don't love you. Because if you can't love mama, you don't know how to love. Men, if you're dealing with a woman that's mad because you love your mama, jealous of your mama, get rid of her. That's right.
There are some women that think it's all about me. No, you marry me, you go with me. Huh? Our mama had me. The sacrifice of a loving mother. Eve, the mother of all living. Her very name meant life-giving. Who along with Adam disobeyed God. And because of that, there is sorrow and suffering in childbirth. You would think that after 9 months of bonding and going through carrying that child, and once the woman gives birth to the child, there ought to be an automatic love connection. A loving mother knows what it is to make a sacrifice because of love. Older mothers have to teach younger mothers how to be mothers. You see, the love of mothers has not really changed, but the younger mothers haven't been taught properly. And the reason is, it's not saying anything about your mother that reared you. But what happened is that our mothers of days of old, they were brought up in a different kind of stock. And they were used to working. They were used to doing for themselves. They were used to going without a whole lot of things for themselves so that they could feed their children and dress their children and be there for their children. But now the difference is that our mother that suffered and labored, they made life a little bit better for us. So when God blessed us, we got better jobs, we got more money, so we made life better for our daughters. And our daughters are not used to scrubbing the floor and doing this and doing that and not worrying about nails, not worrying about how the hair gonna look, because old mothers of the old day get in the kitchen and get the straightening comb out and straighten their own hair. They didn't take the baby's money to go get nails. They didn't take the baby's food money to go get some dreads. We are robbing our children because of our own selfishness. A mother will make a sacrifice. And that's why mothers of the old day, they appreciated having something to put on Sunday. Because they didn't look like y'all look all week long. They worked throughout the week. And they weren't worried about what they looked like because they knew that I got a job to do. I got to take care of this house. I got to take care of my children. And I'm going to church on Sunday and tell God, thank you for giving me the strength to do it. My pocketbook says I can't buy but 5 pork chops today, but I got 6 people in the house. Because she loved that man, she gonna make sure he gets some meat. But that loving sacrifice of a mother, she will push back. She won't eat no meat that day. That's the sacrifice of a loving mother. That'll sit there and know that she done prepared it, she done cooked it, it smelled good, it looked good, but I gotta feed my baby. If we could go back to some of the old principles, I'm not saying deny the blessings that God has brought us. I'm not saying that it's a good thing that we can do more than what we used to do. But we cannot get away from the basic foundation of loving God. Oh, glory. A loving mother knows what it is to make a sacrifice because she will put that child first. Sacrifice. Webster says sacrifice means an intentional loss of one thing to gain another. Going beyond what you are really able to do. Talking about making sacrifices. I wonder this morning, do we have any mothers in here that know what it is to make a sacrifice for your family. Having love in your heart will give you the kind of attitude you need to be a good mother. A loving mother needs to put the interest of the child first. Sometimes it may mean that it's best to give the child to somebody else if you know you can't take care of it. It's better to give that child to somebody and know that the child is going to get what he or she needs than for you to take the child and abuse the child, or take the child and neglect the child. Because if you just let the child sit there and go hungry, if you just let the child sit there and never hug that baby, never pick that baby up, that child grows up thinking, don't nobody love me. But a loving mother teaches that baby how to love. If you love them babies while they're young, they'll love you when they get old. A mother will do whatever it takes to protect her child. A mother can see her child, know that that child has done something wrong. But because it's her child, she has to look over the fact that you've done wrong. Now, I know you may have to pay for what you've done wrong, but I'm your mom. And if don't nobody else stand by you, I'm going to stand by you. How many of you out there ever got into a little something that you weren't supposed to be in and you were ashamed about it, but mama still stood right by your side? That's the sacrifice of a loving mother. This morning, our text comes from the book of 1 Kings. And we're dealing with a man by the name of King Solomon. King Solomon was blessed by God. And the Bible says, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? So King Solomon had an opportunity to ask God for anything that he wanted. And this is what King Solomon asked for, was wisdom. I want to know the wisdom between right and wrong. I want to know how to discern between doing the right thing and the wrong thing. The Bible declared that God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither have thou asked for riches for thyself, nor hast thou asked for the life of thine enemy, but hast asked thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like thee. So what God is telling King Solomon is that because you didn't ask for material things, because you didn't take that chance to go against your enemy, because you just asked for understanding, I'm going to give you those things that you didn't even ask for. Because I want to let you know that there's never, ever going to be another man like you. Nobody will be as smart or as wise as you are. Nobody will be able to go through the things that you go through. Nobody will be as rich as you are, because I'm going to bless you. We find as we read on that King Solomon was in a dream. But after he woke up from the dream, it was a good thing he had that dream that night. Because he found out in the dream that I've got just what I asked the Lord for. If you ask God for something, he'll give you what you ask for. So the Bible says he got what he asked for. He got wisdom to know the difference. So what happened is that next day when he got up, the Bible said that there were two women that were harlots. And they came unto the king and they began to declare unto him. The one woman said, oh, my Lord, I and this woman dwell in the same house. And I delivered a child and she delivered a child in the same house. And 3 days later, the other lady delivered her child. But I find this morning that the next day when I woke up, my baby lying beside me was dead. And the baby died because the woman had laid on the baby in the middle of the night. Even though the woman realized that the baby was dead. You know your own child. For the Bible said when she looked at the child, she said, "This is not my child." But don't you know when it comes to doing the right thing, there's always going to be somebody that's there that want to do the wrong thing. It does not matter this morning what it is that you've been going through. But this mother realized that my child is dead. And I don't want to go through life without having a child. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get up in the middle of the night. And I'm going to take my child and put it over here with this woman. And I'm going to take her live child and keep it for myself. Well, now they tell me when he got in front of the king, one of them said that the living child is my child and the dead child is her child. The other one said the very opposite. Anytime you get between two folk and there's a difference of opinion, somebody got to make a wise decision. That's just like being a pastor. You got two members that got a problem with one another. One telling you one thing, another telling you another thing. So you got to make a decision who is telling the truth. I thank God for wisdom. And wisdom got to come from God. Because a lot of times you look at things out of your natural eye. And you begin to determine what you're going to do because of what you see. But there are some things in this body of Christ that you're not able to see with the naked eye. Some things are going to be revealed to you only by the Spirit of God. You got to learn how to pray to the Lord thy God. I thank God that there's always somebody that even in the midst of a bad situation, you better learn how to tell God the truth. The Bible said they stood right there before the king. And the woman that knew that her child was dead, she declared with all that she had, "This living child is my child." So now here we see that King Solomon has to make a decision. King Solomon said, "I tell you what you do. Bring me a sword and I'll divide the child. I give one half to you and the other half to you." But now you better think about this thing. If he divide the child wouldn't be good for nobody. If he divide the child was going to have to die. But think about if that was your child. What would you do if you were about to lose your child? And all you had to do was give up the child in order for him to get life. The Bible says that she said, "Give the child to that woman. Because before I let you kill my child, I'd rather give the child up before I let any harm, hurt, or danger come to it." That is a sacrifice of a loving mother that loved her child so much that I'd rather see you in the hand of another woman than to see you dead and have to bury you in the grave. I thank God this morning that we got some mothers in the land that made sacrifices for us. I thank God right now that I had a loving mother that made sacrifices for us. Somebody out there this morning, you got a loving mother that'll make sacrifice for you. She's been over backwards to make sure you have what you need. There are times even after you got grown when mama thought you might have been gone on your way. But how many of you know that every now and then, even though you might be grown, you still have to go back to mama and say, "Mama, I want this. Mama, I want that. Mama, give me some instruction. I want to tell somebody that the love of a mother will never die. The love of a mother will always be right there." I thank God this morning that I know what I'm talking about because I had a loving mother that knew how to make sacrifice. If you make sacrifice for your child, then God will bless you. God will make a way out of no way. Every time I think about how good my mother was, I just thank God. Anybody want to thank God for your mother this morning? If you got a living mother, you ought to raise your hand and tell God, "Thank you. I want to thank you for the love of my mother. I want to thank you because she gave of herself so that I could have life." All of us. could have been in a position where mama didn't allow us to come in the world. But we had a mother that allowed us to be born. For that, we ought to tell God, thank you. And from the day of our birth, most of the time to our death, mama always makes sacrifices. There are some sacrifices that are being made right now by loving mothers that realize that if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. And then when our children can't do, grandma step right on in. Grandma takes the place of mama sometimes. Because grandma knows some things about a baby that mama don't know. Mama have to learn. Grandma already been through it. So sometimes we have to go back and call grandma. Say, grandma, what do I do when the child is this and when the child is that? And some of them old remedies might sound strange, but you better learn how to listen. It'll save you some of those doctor bills. It'll save you from a whole lot of worriation. Be a loving mother. If God blessed you to be a mother this morning, know that it is a blessing from God. Whether you birth the child or whether you are just giving that child the nurturing love that he or she needs, God blesses you just the same. Love your mothers. I know you love them, but sometimes we're so used to having them around, we just take them for granted. We just feel like it's going to be all right. Oh, I was going to call mama today. If you forget today and you call mama tomorrow and mama gone, you can't do nothing about it. So if you do what you can while you can, sometimes even in your busy schedule, when it comes across your mind or in your heart to check on mama, go on and check on mama right then. Don't wait till after a while. You check on her right then. And if nothing else, you will know that you did what God laid on your heart to do. We say to all of you this morning, may God bless you. I do pray that you have a mother that is so full of love that she continues to make sacrifices for you.